stop in certain places? Like, are they Mexicans and blacks? Are they totally integrated into?
Yeah, they just shop in town. They shop. There's one large, not really super. I guess from a supermarket. It's like a small Kroger. And this owned by a man in town that he started out with a real small store and grew into a larger store, and he bought a few of these chain markets, like Shop and Go. He bought a few of them.
Do they have aisles? Like where I live, they have aisles where, definitely black, definitely Spanish,
Or
something like that. In terms of food selection. Anything like that?
I don't think so. Not that I've ever noticed. I've never seen it. That's, black people, I'd say the white people, well, they eat like the black people do. They eat soul food, they eat vegetables, they eat a lot of the green vegetables and stuff like that, which, turnips, mustards, collards.
What's soul food? I'm just curious.
Soul food?
Yeah, I have. I'm just curious what you think.
Oh, I think soul food? Yeah, okay. Alright, soul food, black-eyed peas, cornbread, mustards, turnips, collards, pork,
Ham.
Ham, yeah. Ham hocks, hog jaws.
Yeah.
Black-eyed peas, they always eat at New Year's.
Chutney? What is that?
Chitlins.
That's
it. Yeah. I can't exactly tell you. It's something to do with some of the internal organs or something of a cow or a hog or something. Yeah, I'm not really exactly sure what it is, but the black people eat chitlins. We kid about, eating gophers and chitlins or something like that, or black-eyed peas and chitlins for the black people.
What are
gophers? Gophers? Far we have a gopher that's just like a turtle. But it's a land animal.
You call them gophers?
Yeah.
What do you call the rodents? The stuff that go, the little animals that have...
The rats? Rats.
No.
We don't have little animals that make... You're talking about the little furry animals?
Yeah, gophers.
We don't have that. We have gophers in Florida that are, like I said, a turtle, but a tortoise. The turtle, but they're brown. They're land tortoise.
Like box turtles?
Yeah, I've heard of box turtles, but I don't really like box turtles. I mean, I guess they look just like a turtle, but they're brown color, and they live in holes. They say the black people really like to eat them. They like to eat them a lot.
Okay, so you have gophers. All right, now, that's it. I really had it in class one time, and I was like, gopher, what do you call the first animal?
Yeah, the black people eat gophers. They also eat coons. Oh, that's another term for black people, coons.
Yeah, they call them coons.
I forgot about that.
We call them jungle bunnies,
right? Jungle bunnies, yeah, I guess so. Chickaboo, yeah, heard all those. We've caught them a lot of things. But I guess most, you don't hear that all the time, so I forget about it.
Yeah.
Hope I didn't leave it out.
No, don't worry about it. Okay,
where do the rich people live? Where do the rich people live?
Is there a section?
There is no rich section in Fort Meade. There have been some nice homes built in the last couple of years, but it's not in one area or another area. Like, Fort Meade, there's a lot of block houses everywhere. There's, in fact, in town, there's still a lot of places with, open blocks. They have maybe orange trees or something, or small groves people started and just haven't completely removed out of city limits.
Yeah.
Yes, it's like, there's no real, one area that's really nice and one area that's really bad. There is one section called Booger Bottom. It's on the north side of town. And it used to really be sort of, it used to be a real swampy area. Foresty like, and they call it Booger Bottom, but I would say if there's any poor people, maybe they live in that area, because I've seen some sort of bad places over there. It's really just a couple blocks, so it's not like a ghetto or anything. Some of the black sections may be poor,
okay. But
other than that, even, there's some nice homes down in the black section. There's some nice homes just all dispersed all around the town, and there's just mainly most of them just small block houses. I live in the subdivision. Just a development, just one subdivision with all the houses are just about the same.
Okay, so that black community is definitely isolated, sounds like.
When you say isolated, it's not removed, and it's not like people don't get in there and shop or anything, because there's not really any stores. They have what they call...
is it a mixed area, or is it definitely a black section?
The blacks...